Today is Easter for about 300 million Eastern Orthodox Christians around the globe, from Jerusalem to Athens, Ethiopia to Moscow, and Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon. Believers ushered in their holiest day of the year at church services held just at the cusp of midnight. Much of the history and art of these Christian communities is firmly rooted in Eastern soil, and a new exhibition and recent performance at New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art point to the sometimes surprising cultural connections from the Middle East to Great Britain. NPR's Anastasia Sulkas has more.
This is music that was sung at St. Catherine of Alexandria, an Orthodox monastery in Mount Sinai, in the late 13th or early 14th century. It's not all that far from what you still hear in Greek Orthodox churches around the world today. Here, it's sung by Capella Romana, a choral group based in Portland, Oregon, that was founded in 1991 to explore the musical traditions of both Eastern and Western Christianity. Its founder, Dr. Alexander Lingus, says his group tries to reflect early Christianity's geographical sweep.
I mean, the thing is, if you start as a basis, a single Roman Empire that had as its borders Scotland, on the one hand, the Emperor Constantine was born way up in the British Isles. And this was one cultural area, and you had essentially a Mediterranean tradition.
Back then, both the Byzantines and their neighbors called this empire the Holy Roman Empire. We're talking the 7th to 9th centuries AD, when there were thriving Jewish communities, several Christian factions, and a burgeoning Muslim presence. At that time, what we today call the Byzantine Empire was the hub of the universe, says Helen Evans, who organized the new exhibition at the Metropolitan Museum of Art called Byzantium and Islam, Age of Transition.
It's this incredible economic power, this amazing trade routes controlling force. It's not the eastern edge of Western Europe. It was the center of the world for most of its history. The world was seen as being centered in Jerusalem, the Holy Land, and expanding out.
Capella Romana's Alexander Lingus concurs.
Christianity is an Eastern religion, which we tend to forget sometimes.
The intersection of religions and cultures is at the heart of the Met exhibition. It includes a selection of small ceramic oil lamps, which scholars believe were all made in the 8th century in the same workshop in what's now northern Jordan. But here's the twist. Each of the lamps is decorated according to the different religious inclinations of their potential buyers. There are crosses for the Christians, Islamic blessings in Arabic for Muslim shoppers, and a simple floral design for maybe a more secular-minded consumer. One particularly intriguing lamp says in Greek on one side, "The light of Christ is the resurrection." But on the bottom of the same object, in Arabic, the lamp bears the common Muslim Bismillah phrase, "In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate."
What we were trying to do in the exhibition was to show that you have this multiplicity of people, because we tend to think that it's kind of a black-white. There's Islam, everybody's Muslim, that's one group, and they never speak to the other side, which is Christian or Jewish, and that those two groups don't speak to each other either, and they all live in test tubes and never have to go shopping at the same fruit market. And it's just not true.
The museum invited Capella Romana to make that point musically.
Oh,
The ensemble's founder, Alexander Lingus, says that it's essential to remember that this music is a living tradition that connects the far-flung roots of early Christian history to today.
You have types of scales and ways of singing vocal ornaments that are not what Western classical singers are used to doing. For example, if you sing a passage like Hallelujah, you know, standard Western sort of vocal technique, but if on the other hand, if you sing Hallelujah, it's same notes, but then, well, with a few little added twiddly bits in between, but the vocal placement is different. And so that's one of the things that Western early music singers will note, that we are using a kind of Eastern vocal timbre, which makes sense for music that came up in the Eastern Mediterranean in this cross-cultural world.
Facing east for this Easter Sunday, it's important to remember the twiddly bits that connect cultures. Anastasia Tsoulikas, NPR News, New York.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton and produced by Peter Breslow, Tom Bullock, Claudine Abade, Gemma Waters, Hansi Lo Wong, Chris Benderev, Tom Dreisbach, Connor Donovan, Sam Collins, and Andrew Fishman. Barry Hardiman and Jeffrey Bennett edit the program. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Our librarian is Key Molesky, and our web producer is Melissa Goh. Our senior editor is Sarah Gilbert. Sarah Lucy Oliver is our supervising producer, and the senior supervising producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. I'm Rachel Martin.